You are about to receive a phone call from a correctional facility. Your conversation will be recorded and may be monitored. If you do not wish to receive this call, please hang up now.
This call is originating from the Macquarie Correctional Centre.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the other thing is, like, when you go to their house, they've got fucking barrels of skin virtue.
Barrels of lard.
Fucking shit everywhere. Like, they're not... Like, you know how I'm super good at organised and everything's, like... I've got everything, no, like, as minimal as
they got shit on top of shit, on top, packed on top
mate,
of shit.
Mate, they've got shit. And for me, I always get headaches and don't feel well when I go there because she's always cooking something disgustingly goulash. Like, she's a cook. It's fucking disgusting. Like, she's cooking.
You want your lard fried? How would you like your lard fried? Deep fried?
No,
I have deep fried, dipped in lard and fried or fried.
Okay, you would have loved it. And funnily enough, Isabel ate it. It was oxtail soup.
Ooh, how rich would that be?
It was revolting. Like, I was going to eat it. She made it. And she's got like that brewing.
Who the fuck is oxtail to people? What's wrong with
it? Wait, and it was soup, and it was broiling in the pot for days when I got there, and the whole place stinks. And then she's like, I actually ate the meat, and she fed it to Isabel, and Isabel ate it, and I was like, damn.
Isabel's a fucking greedy bitch. She'll eat anything.
Like, she's a fussy eater. Like, she ate the noodle. Like, she said it was a bit like Japanese noodle.
Oh, yeah,
and she, Isabel, and with meat, like, it was like pulled beef, but it was oxen tail with.
Yeah, it would have softened. It would have been a softened brisket. It's just a very rich, gamey meat.
Gamey meat. Or she's, yeah, and look, you probably love it.
You can just
Gary
do it with frickin' brisket. And Gary eats everything.
Gary
toasting and think it's wonderful.
Yeah, and then Gary comes out, wait for this, with this death, like he can't eat anything without this death 100 out of 100 hot sauce.
Oh, I love that. That is, love the hot sauce.
Jamaican man?
Chili sauce. Jamaican man, just give me the chili butter.
Like, and he's happy because she just feeds him all day long.
Yeah, well, you know Gary likes that. His previous girlfriend was a feeder. Remember?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Yeah, so he wants to just sit there.
He wants a feeder.
He just wants to be sitting there and she just brings out the food all day for him.
Yes, of course. That's Gary's dream.
Yeah, he loves that. Yeah, he loves it. And I can see why. Like, I mean, I think she's amazing. Like, you know, I'm not like a cooker like that. I can't handle that sort of thing.
I cook for my prison wife every day here.
Yeah, but she, yes. And you're a better cook than me, but she's a good cook. So if you like she'll empty the sausage, the revolting sausage out of the skin and fry it up. And it's like,
she's too rich for me. You'd like my diet here. Steak and salad, chicken and salad.
Yeah.
Chicken Caesar salad. I make my own Caesar dressing because I don't have it here. I have to do everything from scratch and steam the chicken with garlic and sear it on the barbecue, then use air. Here's a good trick for you. Have you got an air fryer?
No, because they're too bulky for the apartments to find.
They're so handy. To cook anything, I sear it in the pan for 2 seconds, stick it in the air fryer for 3 minutes, boom, chicken cooked perfect.
And is it cooked through altogether?
Took all the way through, perfect, not dry.
Oh my, it's just a really big and there's not much
the
space.
Small,
I've got
the small one. You don't have to get the big ones, the small
ones. I'll get a small one because I've got two pans and
They look like they're chintzy nothing, but they cook at 200 degrees and they get a Telfer one or Cranbrook or one of those ones or the Clever Range that got them. I don't know. There's a heap of cheap ones. They're $100, $150.
I mean, I do quesadilla just in a fry pan. I can't be bothered with all that. You know, I don't like the gadgets.
No, but if you're cooking meat, cooked steaks, you sear it in the pan and stick it in the air fryer. It's like sticking in the oven, but it's like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I might need that because I can't stand the smell of cooking a steak
on
it.
Yeah, there's no smell with it. It just, it all absorbs into it. You don't have any smell.
What about cleaning the thing?
Rinse it underwater and put it back in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, because I have, like, I have, I'm like, everything's like, there's no hoarding here.
And
there's not a scrap of hoarding.
Is Isabel ready or what's she doing?
She's playing with Chloe Gardner, and Chloe Gardner is having a lot of problems at Kambala without her.
Of course she is.
They love her. Isabel's so popular. Like, we can't keep up with the invitations.
Well, that's great.
For her to
Yeah, well, she's a very, very polite, nice girl.
She's a cool girl. Like, yeah, she don't give... A little bit of a lazy bitch and doesn't exercise, but she's still got a really good figure. Like, she's got hips and, like, waist and everything.
She's got a natural body.
Yeah, she's got a naturally nice body, but very soft. What doesn't...
We'll get into that later.
Like, gym and maybe weight training would be good for her. Like, she's strong. She's very pretty. And wait for this. She's now the beauty makeup advisor. She's so... You don't understand...
You
she
don't
is.
Apply the brush that way. You apply it like this. My mother has taught me since I was...
I haven't taught her. She taught us that. She's so immaculate, unbelievable, like natural. She does the most incredible, like, she's so talented at it, like, on herself.
Yeah, well, that's what she's picked up off of you. Yeah.
And she's teaching me things that I... Tricks. Well, they learn off the TikTok.
Ah, right. So it's all about... I told you got to do your TikTok stuff for beauty.
She's getting cut off TikTok. They'll work a way around it.
They'll work a way around it. Every
I just
kid
don't
have
the
hack.
Time for the TikTok. I haven't had much. Yeah, I haven't had much time for it. What about Jason Sherwood? That's terrible.
Yeah, that was very sad. Very sad.
I know, poor fella.
Very sad over there.
Oh, it's
died
awful.
Died of a heart attack and a hurricane. I mean, it's pretty hard to go. Now raising his son by herself.
But she couldn't, obviously they couldn't get help because of the hurricane, like couldn't get medical attention.
He would have survived if it wasn't for the hurricane.
Yeah, but maybe if she knew CPR.
No, he was by himself. They'd already left.
So
they left, he stayed to fix the house and try to shore it up and put boards on and stuff and then had a heart.
Why'd they leave him? They should... Yeah.
But they didn't know he was going to have a heart attack. So.
Very unhealthy man, though.
Very unhealthy and very unfit and didn't live to see 55. So.
Very nice man. Bless him. And he would have been so good for Skin Virtue.
Ah, amazing. Would have been the best.
But Elizabeth's the one that's the powerhouse. She'd be still good.
Yeah.
Elizabeth's got all the connections.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
I work with her. I love her. She's nice.
Oh, she's amazing. I mean, I will reach out to her.
Let's reach out to say hello for her.
She's a beautiful girl.
Who I spoke to the other day is Rata.
Oh, yeah? How's Rata?
Oh, my God, like... Fucking hilarious. He's like, hey, how's prison? How you doing? He goes, there must be a lot of cock there.
Oh.
Like,
no thanks.
A lot of cock here. It's a male prison.
What about the females?
They're scarier than the males. What are you talking about?
Are they all lesbian?
Female.
Like,
they rape each other with broomsticks. They're horrible.
Oh, yeah,
the
they're horrible.
Women are more brutal than the men.
Yeah.
They rape the pretty ones. They're horrible. Horrible. They send you letters and send you undies and they're disgusting. Blah. The females are fucking...
You know what?
They're the Aboriginal.
Yeah, are you talking the prisoners or the wardens?
Prisoners. The female prisoners.
Oh,
disgusting.
Oh, they're disgusting. No, they're revolting.
Disgusting. Revolting. Ugh. Yeah. I had one of them in the truck one time with me. It was horrendous. Smelled like fucking. Smelled like it rolled in shit all day or something.
Was she Abbo?
Nah, she wasn't. Well, probably part Aboriginal, yes. They're white Aboriginal, I guess.
Junkie.
But just rough as guts. Oh, you got any? You got any fucking got any in your ass? Or you got any cold money? You got any beer? You got any beer?
No, you're flag.
I'll stack your cock for beer. No, thanks, darling. I'm fine.
It's all good. I'd be scarred for life.
Scarred. The guy's like, oh, did you get it? Or she's good for it. She's good one. You get one. Get a blowy. I was like,
no, it's all good.
Thank you. No, yeah. Thanks. Just the
I don't
smell of it was enough to make it turned off. Anyway, disgusting creatures. Blah, blah, blah. They're
but what
fucking
about the,
heavy.
What about
they're,
the
they look like they're footballers. The, what's that?
What about
the screws? They're all beasties. Like Bridget's skinny for the screws. Snoo snoo, large old woman, and beasties.
And how they
like 6 foot, 6 foot six, 200 kilos. Fucking one swat from her, you'd be squashed.
Yeah, but are you,
God.
They like, are they mean or nice?
They're mean and horrible. They're the worst. They're worse than the men. They're angry. So angry.
Oh.
One of them's nice. One of them's nice to me. She worked out. She goes, you sound very different to all the other prisoners. Like, yes, I speak English. And I can read and write.
Yeah.
Very different.
Educated. Yeah. Anyway, call back. I'll get the child sorted. I'll get her. She's having a ball.
Get the special.
The child. I've asked her. I said, have you got a book ready? Oh, yeah. I've got a book.
Lazy bitch.
Yeah, all right. Call back. Okay, bye.